Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Sunday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we do a radio show with a great friend of ours. Her name is always Jody Bear. Jody and I have met as a result of a referral from a friend. You know how that stuff goes, right? He says, you got to meet Jody. You got to meet Jody. And I said, okay, so I'll talk to Jody. And when I first spoke to her, I knew that my life would never be the same because there was a certain level of energy. There was a certain level of, you know, you just knew that she was really super duper smart. I'm a super duper hard worker. And most people, you know, they raise their standards to where I can perform. And they usually use me as the benchmark. And I was a little bit in trouble when I heard Jody. I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to have a hard time keeping up with this gal. So she's like, oh, man, she's going to give me a run for the money. And that has been true, let me tell you. But anyway, so we've been here for many, many years and doing wonderful things in health, nutrition, building home-based businesses. But if there's one thing that I super-duper admire about Jody, and that is her integrity, her honesty, her hard work, her determination, and her fight. The fight in this gal is amazing, especially when there's, you know, fighting to make sure you're successful, fighting and working super duper hard to make sure that, you know, people get the right thing. And tonight is going to be a great example of what that's like, because for the last year, we've been kind of documenting some of the things that have been going on in her life in result with a company that was, in everyone's opinion, that is on the phone probably listening in, except for the federal regulators that might be listening in, probably unjustly shut down and people treated the wrong way. So there's some great people that are behind this, fighting the, in my opinion, obvious unjustment and injustice that have been done to a lot of the people that are here. So I'm going to turn this portion of the radio show over to Jody. But before I do that, you want to make sure that you write down buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. Jody is spelled J-O-D-E-E, no spaces when you're putting it in a website address. So buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, because you want to share this with other people as well. And you're going to see it, you know, with today's title in there. We're going to have words like FTC and her guest name in here. She's going to mention that as well. And you're going to want to share this with everybody that you know, because this is going to be precedent setting. And it's about time that people have fought for their rights in home-based businesses like this group of people have. So, Jody, over to you.
My goodness gracious, Peter Mingles, integrity, honesty, fighting for what's right. You have had such an integral part of what we have been doing this last year as well. And I want to thank and honor you along with what you said to me, because it takes teamwork. I know it's a trite saying, but it takes teamwork to make the dream work. And yes, this is January 17th, exactly 366 days plus four. So it is 370 days until my version of Business Pearl Harbor came to me and we said, what are we going to do? Well, guess what? This is the new year, 2021, the legal edition 3.0. And as my guest said before, we went live March to victory. So for those of you that this is your first time, thank you for joining in. I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of my story so you really know where I'm coming from and who I am, Jody Bear. Well, Jody, small town in Montana, this is where this girl grew up. I had long brown hair all the way down in this ponytail down to the middle of my back. And what was really, really my saying is that when I'd walk, they'd seed my tail. And this is what I believe at 66. When the FTC sees me walk right now, they're going to see my tail as well. And you know, it was amazing because we had one traffic light. When I left at age 18 as a classically trained vocal musician and pianist to play and perform on the stages of the world, the red light, the traffic light left. And I really think that it was because, well, you got to take some energy with you, and that's what I did. Well, singing and music was my talent, but health became my passion when then I am a I'm a young mother. Now, fast forward, I'm age 25. I have two babies, and my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer. Changed the trajectory of my life. Because when you have an action motivator of someone like your mother, you only have one. And I became relentless, just like we become relentless this last year, of finding something that would allow my mother more than what the doctors gave her, a 6 weeks to live diagnosis well success, because she had 3 years quality of life nearly. And I, through my research, did find for her, but I found for me what I've been doing now for the last 40 years, the passion of having people believing in health is something you are, not something you do along life's journey. Well, I became a part of the direct selling industry because my babies were small. And yes, 20 of my 40 years have been in direct sales. Why is that important? Because some of the finest products, some of the finest people you will ever meet are in direct sales. It is a great leveler. But recently, yes, I should put in the middle of there, just like our guests, I sandwiched a corporate stint where I had my own corporate health coaching business, where people would look at me and say, okay, you're a lady and you're doing what? And what sport do you coach? I mean, I didn't know what that was in the 90s. Well, I educated them, and I educated them on being the best that they needed to be. They needed to work with Health Coach Jody. So, yes, that was 20 years along the way. But I most recently came back and came out of retirement. Why? Because I experienced the absolute passion, the knowledge, the integrity, the honesty, and the fighting for what is right. Just like you said, Peter, at the beginning of Mr. J. Nolan. And I partnered with him now 4 years ago in coaching and then 3 years in a company. Well, just like my featured guest here tonight, he had a round of direct sales sandwiched between some very, very successful corporate entities and businesses. Gee, little did I know that as a health coach and a life coach at age 65, I would become an activist. You never know what is going to bring your way and where your action motivator, where your passion lies. But here we are 1 year later, my company, Success by Health, who, in my opinion, was maliciously maligned and temporarily destroyed. I said temporarily because just like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, we'll be back, okay, is now awaiting an imminent 9.0 SCOTUS decision in the AMG versus the FTC case, where my company, SBH, Success by Health, has adjoined through an amicus brief, 300 of us, along with these affiliates, adjoined themselves to the AMG case. So my good guest tonight, he is my esteemed colleague. I have the ultimate respect for this man, both his intellect, his heart, his passion, and just the way he conducts his life. Peter, you always give it to me. It's integrity, honesty, and the fight for what is right. I could just leave it there, but I want to give you his storied resume. Yes, vice president of PepsiCo, travel the world for them, Wharton MBA. I mean, that is the Wharton School of Business. Hello. And a former MLM leader in the 90s, an absolute legendary beast in the industry. He had a business owner of multiple businesses. The important thing that you're going to hear, that they were all successful, money-making, traditional businesses who, like myself, my guests came back and came back home to direct sales in this last decade. But see, where I discovered Mr. J. Nolan these last 4 years, Mr. Robert Mailer came back home to Mr. J. Nolan, the legend, because this is where he built his first direct sales company side by side and his empire along the storied Jay Noland, and akin to the beast of beasts, he became a beast. So after our commercial break, Robert and I are going to delve into the latest, the good, the bad for the FTC, I believe, and the not so ugly light to the end of the truth on this ongoing case and this precedent setting eminent victory so that we can change the course, not only for direct sales, but for America in general. That's a lot for 30 minutes, but we're going to get it done. Peter, back to you for the commercial break.
We're going to take a little quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear. Jody, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. And I want to just say a bit of a disclaimer before I bring on my distinguished guest. I, Jody Bear, am no lawyer. But as the number one money earner in Success by Health, the interim affiliate who, after these proceedings, it was pretty quickly, within 72 hours, I said, I'll lead the charge. I believe that I'm an expert for truth, and this is the latest. We know that there is an open motion for a stay in the hearing with the Ninth District Court in the District of Arizona. That started in November of 2020, right around and after Thanksgiving. Now, January 13th, exactly 1 year from when we were shut down, I'm just going to say it, illegally. Last Wednesday, there were oral arguments that I said with the Supreme Court of the United States, AMG versus the FTC. We had a joined SBH, has a joined in our amicus briefs with that. Now, if you're new to this broadcast, I just want to give you a slight a bit here. See, this is what I believe that the defendants, Mr. Jay Nolan, and his wife, Lena Nolan, Mr. Scott Harris, Mr. Tommy Saka, the FTC was in violation of only the First, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Seventh, and the Ninth Amendment. These are the Bill of Rights. That's half of the 10, okay, only, all right? The FTC shut down our company. It was traced back to a vendetta from a disgruntled SBH executive, a married man with three young children, one of them special needs, who defied a corporate policy for Success by Health and wanted to have this woman had an affair with the CEO's executive assistant. Well, gang, that story is as old as Greek mythology itself. So on our radio show tonight is an outgrowth of this case. I'm telling you, these are two professional opinions, Mr. Robert Mailer and myself, of which we are acting as Americans, exercising our right for free speech. It is my delight, my honor to be sharing the microphone with you, Mr. Robert Mailer. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you so much, Jody, and so appreciate everything you have done, are doing, and will continue to do. You are an inspiration, and as Peter said, hard to keep up with you, but we are totally battling for the truth and for what is right, and we will win.
Oh, we will. And, you know, we've been living and breathing this together for the last year. I mean, we were hugging each other and jabbing each other in the ribs. I can't believe the judge was saying this last December 9th, you know, rather last February 9th. But, I mean, I'd like you to give our audience your opinion of the egregiousness during this last year, just in your own words. So just give a brief summary, would you please?
Sure, absolutely. Well, obviously you said a little bit about my background and understand that I came up in this industry beginning in 1993, spent 7 years in it, then walked away from it for almost 20. And what Mr. Jay Nolan and I were taught back in that period of time were some incredible standards regarding, you know, following all protocol that is necessary from a legal standpoint. Mr. Scott Harris then joined the exact same company at that time. So we follow what is right, not just because it's law, but also because we are ethical and we are moral. Now, in that first company, we saw things happen that were not right. I walked away from the company, followed by Mr. Nolan. Okay, Mr. Nolan didn't even take his last checks from the company because he said, I don't want to be any part of this. So that's our ethics and our morals. I walked away from the industry, not with a bad taste in my mouth, just because it didn't work out for me. And I went back into independent business. And, you know, I built my own businesses, but then reunited with Mr. Nolan because of the success he had had. And he had the exact same standards that I had had back then and had built companies that were following that. So the first thing I want to say is I can guarantee you, you know, and there are very few guarantees in life, but I can guarantee you that Success by Health has never done anything that would put them in the peril that they've been put in. That's number one. Okay, number two, yes, as you said, there was a reason that this occurred. It was a disgruntled executive who, you know, he was the one that was immoral. He was the one that was unethical, and he promised not to do it again, and even with a very strong contractual arrangement, still broke that and then decided to take a pot shot. And as we probably know, for those of you on the line, you know, the FTC is probably not one of the biggest lovers of free enterprise, of people coming up from nowhere and becoming something, of definitely not of the direct sales industry. And they just took that ball and ran with just completely baseless allegations. That as soon as I heard on January 13th, and I remember exactly where I was when I got the phone call, and when I heard what the – I was like, that's – completely, excuse the language, BS. There's no way that that's true. And just knowing that I had to have some belief in this judicial system that we would be able to come back out of it. But what occurred is without due process. I mean, you're supposed to be innocent till proven guilty. So to be said, hey, this is what you're doing wrong, you're supposed to be able to get a voice back. You're not supposed to have your company shut down, a receiver put in place by the court, your assets frozen of the company and of four principals of the company. I mean, we're talking for a year. Four people have been living on no money. Bank accounts closed. The president of our company, one of my greatest friends since 2007, his house is worth $1.8 million. He was already considering selling it because his kids have moved on. He didn't need such a big house anymore. And he was given a cash offer of $1.4 million. He can't sell his house because it's frozen. And we're supposed to fight the FTC, who took a year. Okay, understand that they reached out to us. Not only I was an affiliate of SBH from day one with Mr. Nolan, because anything he was going to do at this point, I finally woke up and said, hey, I better link up with this. But I actually became the director of global sales corporately. So I was very, very close. So I know what we have done, and I know what we have not done. I can guarantee we've never done anything that deserved this. And what ended up happening was they were able to come in and close everything down. Scott couldn't sell his house, and we're supposed to fight the FTC, who took a year. They came to us a year ago, April. And actually, they didn't come to us. We found out that they were subpoenaing some bank records, so we reached out to them, say, hey, well, how can we help you? What do you need? We'll work with you. Oh, no, everything's fine. It's just routine. Well, it was nowhere close to routine, because that was April, and then by January, all those things happened. With no questions asked, with no due process, with no conversation, and we're supposed to battle a behemoth government agency with no funding. Well, as you well know, Jody, and you were a huge part of this, 1 year later, here we are. Here we are, and we are close to being absolved. We are close to victory, and the FTC is close to having to change the way that they do business because they've been out of control for decades.
And how exciting. Yes, no due process. We've been in peril, but I was hearing some background noise, Robert, as you were talking, because I really believe that the wind is on our back now in many regards. So through the appellate court attorney, you know, Peter, you know this one. You said at the beginning, a friend of a friend of a friend, that always networking, those relationships come to full fruition. Our appellate attorney filing this complaint in the appellate court, there was an article from the Buffalo Law Review. And, Peter, I'm going to give you these links that you can put on MLM.news when we get done. This article from the Buffalo Law Review was called, Does the FTC Have Blood on Its Hands? This is a peer review. Well, I was aghast at the peer review article. I mean, and guess what? In that peer review article, there are scores of people where their obituaries were listed because they took their lives just because they were being sued by the FTC. That's what I got out of this article. I've been aghast ever since. Robert, what were your thoughts and insights on this article? Will you please share that with our audience?
Absolutely. I mean, as I read that article, I mean, my first feeling was I was so taken aback to see what had been occurring. But as I read it, I also realized exactly what had been occurring, because it's exactly what's happened to us. It was almost textbook what's occurred for the last year from us, from January 13th till now, what they've been doing now for decades. And, you know, part of me said, this is horrible, and especially the part where people actually took their lives. And we're talking about business people, patriots, liberal, you know, libertarians, constitutional republic believers, private enterprise, independent business people with families who took the risk to reach out and try to grab that brass ring and build, and they built a significant business, and then it was just taken apart, you know, for no good reason. And that's exactly what I just said a few minutes ago that happened with us. So I was like, wow, we're not alone, but this is a huge, huge issue, and this has got to stop. I mean, this cannot continue to happen. You know, for people to have committed suicide to get the money for their family because what the FTC has done with no due process. I mean, it's one thing if they say, hey, you've done something wrong and you're charged with it, and then you have to go to trial, you have to prove that you didn't, and they can prove that you did. Well, then, you know, you've got to take your beating on that if you did something wrong. But the fact that you're not charged with anything and you're shut down, and I'll go a step further. The receiver that's been put in place for our company has been like a liquidation attorney. I mean, she has done nothing to move our business. A receiver is supposed to continue to move the business forward. She has done anything but that. We're in a worse place today. Her overcharges on all billing have been crazy. She has just destroyed the bank account. And you know what? Well, we're going to live. We're going to be fine. We're going to be, you know, everything's going to be fine. But it is unbelievable that what has occurred was legal. It's unbelievable that what has occurred has been allowed to happen. As it turns out, in our belief, and what I believe is going to happen based upon the Supreme Court and the ruling that will occur, they will be found that that activity was illegal. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have your day in court. Because I know if we have our day in court, we are so squeaky clean, it's ridiculous. It's just amazing. Most people wouldn't make it a year. They still wouldn't be alive. The FTC wins all their cases because people die on the table. It's by attrition. But we're still battling. You know why? Because we're right and we're strong. We've had to raise our own funds to fight a government agency who's got millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in just incredible waste, as we all know. And here we are. We're still standing because of the efforts of just strong, strong individuals who, by the way, have also been harassed by the FTC. You have. I have. We've been subpoenaed. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous the things we've gone through. I'm a member of this country. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I am a free individual, and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution states I can't be treated like this, yet I have been, personally, not to mention my company.
And Robert, I remember when we both got simultaneous subpoenas, and he said, well, welcome to the club, at least we're not alone. And think about it, Bill of Rights, there are 10 of them. 1, 4, 5, 7, 9 have been violated. This cannot stand. And see, because of this above article, you, our listening audience, that I referred to, does the FTC have blood on its hands? All you got to do is Google that, and it says Buffalo Law Review. You will see the absolutely storied, successful, for 30 years, attorney, Angel Reyes, okay? In there, I saw his name. I just made it my mission that day. I said, I know it's Christmas. It's not going to make a difference. I'm going to get a hold of this guy. And I got a hold of his secretary. You just got to hear a little bit of the story, because this is the kind of dogged determination. While we need you, our listening audience, on our team to help us win this case, because it's little pieces. It's the small, the forgotten man and woman. Okay. I call the attorney. I didn't know him. It was in Dallas. Fine. And I said it to his receptionist. He must talk to me. Well, he is on vacation. I said, I don't care. This is of utmost urgency because of the article that he wrote. I must talk with him today. And he took my call, and he was skiing on the slopes in Utah. And what happened out of this was someone came into our lives just because of what you said, Peter, integrity and the fight for what is right. Mr. Maury Smith, absolutely an incredible attorney that is laying the next layer for us. This was a referral from Mr. Angel, I'm sure that's how he says it in Spanish, Angel Reyes, okay? He was referred, he referred Maury Smith to us. He is going to commence. I didn't even know what this word meant. Audience, the only time that I knew anything about law is when I divorced my husband, okay? And it wasn't nearly quite as complicated. Thank you very much. But there's an intervener that we are going to be doing because as witnesses, when we are in court, the judge can say, I've heard enough. But if we are an intervener, which means that we're going to enter a class action lawsuit with affiliates, this is where y'all can help us, with customers and only concerned citizens of planet Earth. If you hear, Robertson, my passion, if you hear what we're talking about and you want to share this from the front lines, come with us. So, Robert, please address, how can they come, if people hear this, how can they come and be a part of what we're doing with this class action lawsuit?
Absolutely. Well, understand that this past Wednesday, the United States Supreme Court heard oral arguments between the FTC versus AMG, which we have what's called an amicus brief, which attaches us to that legal battle and its decision. Our attorney feels quite confident. He actually flew to D.C., was at the Supreme Court hearing, feels very, very confident that it should be in a unanimous decision against the FTC, that they're no longer going to be able to do business the way that they do, which will be incredibly huge for all business owners. But to really make sure that we push this, because that all that will do, in our case, all that's going to do is remove the receiver, allow us to take control of the company, but the lawsuit still doesn't end. And the FTC will continue to mount legal charge after legal charge, legal fee after legal fee to try to bleed us out, which they've been doing. I mean, we're talking $500,000-$600,000 being raised to keep this alive. So what we're going to do now is working with Mr. Maurice Mitz, who has incredible, incredible experience doing this, we're going to be doing a motion to intervene where we will actually do a class action suit against the FTC on behalf, as you said, SBH affiliates, customers, and any concerned citizen of the world, a breathing individual who believes that free enterprise should be allowed to happen. And the power behind that is that with thousands of names behind this, the judge, the court, needs to look at it and say, wow, there are 20 people making complaints about this company, and here are thousands of people saying, hey, this isn't right. And the Supreme Court of the United States says, hey, this isn't right. And other district courts have said, hey, this isn't right. So everything's flowing, but we need to, that last push. It's almost like that goal line push at the end of the fourth quarter of the game. To have thousands of names attached to this will mean so much to this particular case, but it'll mean so much for what the FTC can and can't do going forward in the future. And in order to be part of that, it's simply signing a form that just says, do you support, you know, the grievances against the FTC for what they have done? Costs nobody anything, okay? It actually, you have no responsibility for doing it other than being a name on a list. But what it really does mean, you can go down as a name in history for changing what has happened for decades by the FTC, but also what's been happening for generations of the trampling of the Constitution of the United States of America. I mean, due process is part of the way we operate in this country. We are not a totalitarian nation, and there has been no due process. So for anybody else who's in business, this is so important. So we implore each and every breathing individual who can support us to please just sign and be part of this. As I said once again, it's no obligation to you, but you can help to make a change that will support everything going forward for so many people who are trying to make this world a better place instead of what's happened to us.
Well, and Robert, That was just beautifully articulate. I've got to just say that. And, you know, with these oral arguments at the Supreme Court level and the aside when you talk to Mr. Williams and he was just ebullient. And I said, well, I got to look up that word. You have to look up that word. And then to think that a man who lives in Arizona decided he was so excited he had to go get Mexican food. I think that's a great story. But I consider it a miracle in the legal courts that we assuredly will get a precedent from the highest court in the land in just 1 year. I mean, isn't that amazing, Robert? I mean, is there anything else that you want to add to where you see this is going in the next couple of weeks?
Sure. Well, as I've said so many times, I'm not sure why we're in this place. I mean, how did we end up here having done nothing wrong? But guess what? We are here. And now that we are here and we have been able to be exposed, not us being exposed, but we have exposed as we've been able to learn just the way things have been going for all this time. I mean, we were ignorant to this. We were ignorant to the fact that the FTC has been operating like this. We've been ignorant to the fact that good citizens of the world have been trampled. I mean, the conversation in the United States Supreme Court on Wednesday from the justices was, so let me get this straight, FTC. You were granted your powers by Congress, and you decided that this was what it should be instead of what they wrote. Is that what you're saying? That was the conversation. So they have run so amok. And then once they got one court ruling decades and decades and decades ago, then that became precedent. If you understand anything about law, precedent is what it's all about. But now, for some reason, we're still battling, you know, little David against big-ass Goliath, and we're exposing this. AMG is exposing it. We're exposing it that this is wrong. And now the Supreme Court, I mean, how we got to the Supreme Court so quickly, got no idea. Maybe it's just because we are great people and we deserve a damn break. But it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And they've got it. They see it. They know it. So it's going that way. So for what anybody can do, if you believe in the conversation of what we're having, if you believe in a better place for every individual in this world, what you can do is, A, support us by signing the form to be part of that class action suit, that motion to intervene.
Yep.
And if you can, because you know what, as I said, we've had to raise $500,000, $600,000 just on our own. And understand, the FTC even put out, we had to sign affidavits that we didn't have a slush fund somewhere that was supporting this. You know, that we weren't hiding money somewhere. And my personal opinion, I was like, I wish we did, but we don't. We've had to pull all this out. And during COVID, our business is taken away. We aren't making money. COVID has occurred, so nobody else is making money in their traditional businesses. And yet we've kept this alive. And now we're getting ready to undertake this class action suit. And you know what? Bottom line is, you know, no lawyers work for free. Love them, but, you know, they don't work for free. None of us are going to work for free. It's another couple $100,000. So we need your name and your support the most. But if there's anything you can do to help us from a financial standpoint, we would certainly, certainly appreciate it. And I don't have the authority. And you know what? Actually, by the FTC rules, we can't even say that, hey, we'll help somebody out and make sure that they get their money back. But I know that that's our intention. But legally, we can't even say that. How ridiculous is that? We're not allowed to have any money to fight them. And we can't even say, hey, if you loan me money, I'll pay you back. You're not even allowed to do that. I mean, it's so stacked against us. That's how the FTC wins all these battles. And then it just becomes precedent after precedent after precedent. This has gone on for decades. It's gone on for generations. If we're going to have a free market, if we're going to have free enterprise, if we're going to have the America that people fought for in 1776, and so many people, and God bless everybody who has served this country to fight for our liberty and freedom, everything that they fought for, if we don't do this, we're letting them down, because it'll just continue to happen and it won't stop, and more innocent people will be hurt. And if people have died for our freedom and we don't take advantage of the fact to go beat this thing down and make sure we win and that there is liberty and justice for all, I don't know what our purpose is on this earth. So I just appreciate everybody for having listened to this, taking the time to listen to this. And if there's any way that you can support us financially, we'd certainly appreciate it. But you know what? Your name is the most important. Your name on that list. We would so appreciate your support.
Boy, Robert, and your name on that list. You think about, as I said when I gave you that last question, miracle. You know, in 1980, there was a little hockey team, the Miracle on Ice. I see that we are the dream team to be the change makers because it's that integrity, honesty. We fight for what is right. We are sending out letters to our government officials. They work for us, don't they, Robert? This is your call to action.
Absolutely.
Each and every one of you. You can go to Senate.gov, House of Representatives, Congress.gov. The Independence Avenue address is the one, and I don't have it in front of me, but just reach out to me, 800-820-0584. That's 800-820-0584. I will get you this information. And the call to action with our SBH people is that each and every one of us, whatever state we're in, we're going to go ahead and take care of every single congressman and woman and both senators. You know why? Because they work for us. Be a part of this class action lawsuit. Have your name on there because you will have your name in history. And then donate. And yes, there is a website that you can donate anything, small, large, in between. We don't care. It is Civil Rights Moment, M-O-N-E-N-T, the moment. This is our moment. This is our time, civilrightsmoment.com. So, Robert, is there anything else in a minute or so that you'd like, before I wrap this up, that you would like to expand on this trifecta frontal attack of our call to action? Love to hear from you one more time.
Yeah, I mean, I truly believe that we've pretty much covered it all. People just need to understand that if you believe in freedom, if you believe in liberty, if you believe in the pursuit of happiness, that's what this country was founded on 270 years ago, okay? And it is still a complete reality based upon the law. This case is about following the law again instead of the misguided followings that have been done for the last, you know, few decades. I mean, the fact that people have committed suicide, successful business owners have committed suicide because they were so distraught by having everything taken away from them. I am so proud that we're still standing here and having this conversation a year later, and that we're so close to winning. So I just implore everybody. I mean, this isn't just about us. This is about everybody that's listening to this. This is about every citizen on this planet. You know, because if you live in this country, we know that the rest of the world has a tendency to follow what happens in the United States. If you're living outside of this country, I already know that you know that. And the mistakes that have been made here have been heinous. And what's happened to people have been just incredibly, incredibly so hurtful, so wrong. And it can't continue to happen. So we need to all band together to do what's right, and it will make a difference for every business in this country for generations to come, what's going to occur in the next 6 months. And we just would really appreciate you all being a part of it in any way that you can. Just thank you so much for listening and your time.
Beautiful, Robert, because right will bring light to the truth. We said when we started a year ago that we are transitioning to the light of the truth. We can see it. We can feel it. And Robert, your passion, it just exudes over your 6'5" everything body. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. And you know, it is every person that's a part of Success by Health, every person that's a part of the direct sales industry, every businessman and businesswoman, every person on planet Earth. You can feel us. You can feel it. It's life, liberty, because it is the law. Once again, if you feel moved to join our movement, contact me at 800-820-0584. That's 800-820-0584. My email address is my name, Jodee, at Health Coach. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, Coach Jodee. My name again, Jodee.com. I used it twice because I wanted you to remember me, Miss Jodee, and buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodee. Donate directly to civilrightsmoment.com. And as Samuel Adams so succinctly, as one of the 1776 founding fathers of the Declaration of Independence, he said, it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but rather a tireless, irate minority, keen on setting these brush fires ablaze in people's minds. I hope that Robert and I did this tonight. Yes, this is our march to victory. Thank you for your time, Robert. Thank you for being my guest. You are more than an esteemed professional. You are my colleague. You are family. So thanks, moreover, for all of you listening. Any additional insights that you have on business and American freedom, bring them to me, Jody Bear, 800-820-0584. We can plug you in to with your name. Yes, that's all it takes. You too can be with us and make history. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. So for those people listening in, I'll make sure if people need this information, we're going to have it up on the website. And then also make sure you can, if you, worst case scenario, you can always find my phone number and I'll be able to get you the links that you need to be able to get in there as well. So for those people listening in, you just heard from two great people, Robert Baylor and then Jody Bear. And I appreciate you guys fighting the good fight and success. Hopefully by the time, and I know Robert doesn't like that word, but ultimately I'll say we'll be successful.
Yeah.
In this FTC overreach. The stuff that I've witnessed related to this case and cases like this is really unfair. I've been associated with you, Jody, and you, Robert, for a long period of time. Jody more so than Robert, because I met Robert as a result of Jody. Jody, we've documented you working tirelessly, building an organization, selling products retail, showing people how to do stuff, using all the techniques that you need to use to be able to help people successfully build home-based businesses, and to have that ripped away from them and literally their lives attempted to be destroyed or their livelihoods destroyed as a result of this overreach is just totally unfair. I mean, if a company is doing something wrong, hey, stop them, let them make the adjustments, have communications with them, you know, improve the company. Don't completely annihilate their ability to be able to, number one, get the wages that they truly deserve that they worked for, as well as the years that they put in, involved in this sort of stuff. But, man, give them a fair shake. And the FTC, in this situation specifically, in my opinion, have overreached, and obviously with other cases as well. Now, the FTC does some great work when they do great work, and I'll applaud that. And when they don't, we'll pull them out on the carpet and make sure that that's right here. And that's one of the reasons why I needed this radio show, Jody, to be able to have that voice, mm-hmm. to be able to give the platform for you and Robert and all
yes.
of those other people that are silenced, listening to that one version story written up by the courts or the lawyers on the other side that have all the resources. That's one of the reasons why we do this. So I'm going to get off my podium and say thanks for fighting a good fight. And thanks for everybody listening.
March,
and we're going to catch you next time. That's
March
it.
To
March
victory.
Forward. There we go. We're going to catch you next time, everyone. Thanks, and we'll see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.